Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have a guest now, don't we, Maggie?
We do. We have the lovely Daniel, and he's from...
Isle of Wight Organic Microgreens.
Isle of Wight Organic Microgreens.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you.
So, you brought some in for us to have a look at, and they are micro, aren't they?
They are very small, yeah.
Yes, but what is the aim of the microgreens?
Just getting healthier, more nutrition into the people on the islands and everywhere else, really. My main object was for the kids, my children, to get it into better nutritions and that. And it's really took off from there, really. I didn't expect it to be that big. It was just a sideline thing.
Yeah.
But the passion we got for it, it's gone a lot bigger and probably going to be the main thing that we do.
So why do microgreens have so much more nutrition than the larger, fully grown things?
Just because they're cut so early, instead of wasting all the energy to grow to like a natural, say for instance a broccoli, from a sprout to a full broccoli,
yeah,
the nutrition and all the energy is kept as a smaller and more contained.
Right. Like you've got all the energy in a bulb for a flower. Then
yeah, it's all kept in the bulb with that.
So
what sort of vegetables are you growing in this manner?
We've got different ones. We've got sunflowers. We do broccoli, radish, dill, Swiss chard, wheatgrass, green lentils, red lentils, mustard, sunflowers, Italian clover. There's quite a few of them, to be fair.
Okay,
nice.
But they're really, really strong with flavour as well. So, like, when you try them, you'll be
so
like,
concentrated,
yeah. So, they're used in a lot of top-end restaurants, but I don't want to use them, like, I don't want them just for that. Do you know what I mean? My mind's more nutritional and getting that into the people.
Yeah, fantastic.
So, these are grown, you say, organically, so you use no artificial chemicals or anything.
That's
like that.
The thing. That's what we wanted to do, was no, just literally organic. They started off in soil, just organic soil, and sprayed just with water. 7 to 10 days. Some of the bigger ones take 14 days. Then they're harvested, given to the people, just a gentle wash off, and then onto their food.
Okay. And wow. Is this done indoors or
indoors under special lights?
Oh, okay.
We also grow lettuce, kale, other leafy greens.
Mm.
But they're in hydroponic watering systems.
Right.
Like they're like green leaf walls under lights as well. And they're the same, all organic and nothing
else. Hydroponics, that's growing in water, isn't it? Basically?
Yeah.
So there's no soil involved with
that? No soil in those, no. So, but where the seedlings are only in so long, they are just growing in to give them a bit of a base.
Brilliant.
So... what's in that box, Maggie? Can you tell us?
Apparently there's sunflower, and there's radish, and there's broccoli, and something other else I've forgotten.
And the other one was, pea sprouts.
Pea sprouts, okay, yes. But they're really tiny. I mean, that box is, what, 2 centimetres high, something like that?
Yeah.
I'll
show it to the microphone.
Yeah, that'll be fine. They are definitely green. Those were harvested just before you came here.
Just before I came here this morning. All our stuff is never in the fridge. I want it to be as fresh as I can. Last weekend we had 150 orders go out over 2 days.
Wow.
We cut 75 orders down. Me and my business partner can't be here today. 5 hours from 5 o'clock in the morning till 10, and then we delivered all day till 6. So they're fresh as they can be.
And the food miles are low.
Oh yeah, of course. Do you know what I mean? Like nothing travels from... We're up at Forest Road at Newport, and it's straight to your door.
So that's fine.
So like everything's under 20 odd miles.
Excellent.
And so not only is our... And we're zero waste as well, so... All of the soil goes back in to be reused again later on in a different pile. All our containers are biodegradable.
And
so you've got new product every 7 days, more or less.
Yeah, so it's always coming through. That's the good thing about it. They're so quick. They sprout. They're ready. They're gone. It's just continuing.
So do you have to wait 7 days, or is it you've planted?
Yeah, sometimes. Well, we get some going. We've got four different shelves. So we usually do 100 per shelf unit. So
and these are designed to be eaten as salads largely?
They can be used as salads. We've got people that are vegan, they will just literally just use the wheatgrass as shakes. They will eat the other stuff solely directly. We give them to people, restaurants who use them on top of steaks. So they are an extra on top, or they can literally be used as, like, I suffered as a youngster. I didn't want to eat veg. It was a food phobia. I struggled with getting veg in me. And that was the main thing. When I found out how nutritious they are, one sprout can be up to 10 times more nutritional than a full veg. So all you've got to do is hide that in your children's food or encourage them to eat a little bit, and they've got more than they need, more enough than what they need.
Yeah, now, are these things expensive compared to...
Not really compared to what else. In London, they're selling the boxes for £5 for 30 grams. We do £3 for 30 grams. Like, obviously, we just... want it out there.
But you've got an awful lot for 30 grams, haven't you?
Yeah, of course. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, they're micros, you've got to imagine, but obviously, the way the things are going, the supermarkets and everything's going up and things doesn't last too long, I wanted something that could be out there for people to enjoy as well. They're not just for people that can afford things. I'd want people of all social levels to join them. Do you know what I mean? So
if you were to have 30 grams of cabbage, that would be nothing, would it?
No, a leaf. Do you know what I mean? It'd be a leaf, but where that's concentrated up to 10 times, it would be like 30, do you know what I mean? Like 10
brilliant
cabbages.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things you can find with it, you need to eat a lot of vegetables, is that the bulk of them is a bit too much sometimes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's the problem I used to have. The overwhelming fact of thinking, I don't really like it, but I need to eat it.
Yeah.
And then being thought that way now, I have them, like, if I have a panini, I'll have a sprinkle cup on top, and then I'll know I've eaten more than I should have done.
Yeah.
And it's nice, and it tastes nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's even better that it tastes nice.
Yeah.
The other thing, of course, without getting into too much of a conversation about it, is the amount of water contained in vegetables can make your life interrupted for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, kept them out all night. Yes.
But these, of course, contain a lot less water. So
100%. Yeah, you know, they're really water retention is really low.
They look beautiful.
So you say you're providing them to some restaurants, but where can people buy this stuff?
Well, we've got a Facebook page. We're obviously Isle of Wight Organic Microgreens. We've got a website, Isle of Wight Organic or Isle of Wight Microgreens, and there being some shops. Am I allowed to say the name?
Yeah, by
we've got Fanny's Farm Shop. They want us to fill their whole.
Yes, they came in the other week.
Really lovely people. Yep. They want us to stock their shop. Dill from Ryde. They want us to do bits with them. The vegan shops, another shop at the bottom of Ryde. The vegan community, it's not just for them, but they're really involved in it.
It would
of course.
Tick all their boxes.
Because it's fresh, local, and thingy. Because, like, I think it's all I've heard is they struggle to get stuff that lasts and it's fresh. Like, it's fresh from us and it's with you.
Do you deliver directly to people's homes, or is
it? Yeah, to their homes.
Okay, so if they go on the website, they can order there?
On the website and go order there. Obviously, we have a delivery. If it's just one little box, a delivery charge, you see that on the website. But anything over £25, £25, it's free delivery. Because obviously, you can imagine lots of deliveries all different weeks.
Yeah.
It's got to be viable for us and viable for them. That's
just specific days for areas to
deliver. That's what we do. We try and get Mondays and Fridays in, but obviously we cater for different places. I've got a friend that works in the pub at Hull, and he has live trays. That's the thing we do. So we don't actually cut the trays. We give them a whole tray and they cut them as they come. So then they use it. So for restaurants,
even fresher.
Yeah. So we grow it, they give it, and we ask them just to give us back the trays, so there's zero waste.
See, there's some stuff you mentioned that I didn't even know was edible.
Sunflowers.
You
didn't know.
When we first got into it, we've obviously done our research, and the more and more you look into it, there's so much that's actually edible and really good for you.
Yes, I believe. Right. So just give us the details of the website and the Facebook page once again.
The website is Isle of Wight Microgreens.
Yep.
And the Facebook is Isle of Wight Organic Microgreens.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll have all of those contact details on our podcast tomorrow when I get that clipped out.
Is there a phone number people can ring, or do you prefer them not to?
Just the mail through the site at the moment.
That's easier. Okay. Yeah.
It's just easier that out of the way.
Sure.
But thank you very much.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.